Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in a very happy Tuesday to you now here, November the 19th. It is Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we have got headlines and news around the sports universe, unlike any other. It is the NFL that never sleeps, the NBA. We've got our second week of the NBA Cup action beginning again tonight here for the Cup on Tuesdays, of course, and Fridays here over the next couple of weeks. We'll be diving into a lot of NBA action. Not sure if any of these teams actually care one way or the other about the NBA Cup, but we are certainly going to find out tonight. With the main focus of everyone's attention will be the biggest game of the night in any sport, as the undefeated Cleveland Cavaliers will be on the road taking on the world champion Boston Celtics. And we have seen nothing but a stream of Celtics money coming in ever since this opened up overnight. I saw 3.5s, 4, and now we're at 5.5s, maybe even pushing to the double basket, the 6 number here before it's all said and done. The total has also been bet up here. This is going to be a test for both of these teams. I can tell you this, if the Celtics don't care about the NBA Cup, then they may not lay it all out on the line tonight to win this game. The one thing I do know is that the Celtics will be out of the NBA Cup if they do lose this game at home to the Cavs tonight. Hence, they lost their game last week in epic fashion, opening up the NBA Cup to the Atlanta Hawks. This is a different animal, though. Pride and a lot of other things on the line here tonight. That should be a fun one. We've got Maction football also tonight. You got to love that, as we're going to be talking a little bit about what to expect. Northern Illinois on tap here tonight in a game that really doesn't mean an awful lot to them. But Miami of Ohio, it's going to mean a little something to them. And I say it's not going to mean a lot to them because Northern Illinois already bowl eligible. Not a lot that can be had from this game. And anytime Northern Illinois is a favorite, that always worries me a little bit. Also, for the first time in a long time, the Akron Zips appear to be a favorite in a football game of double digits. Why? Well, they're playing Kent State in Kent State. And Kent State, of course, I believe is the only remaining winless football team in college football this year. Will they get their first win of the season? Well, they're going to have a great opportunity to do it. As the Zips now laying 10.5 points against, it really doesn't matter. They could be playing a high school team. They should not be laying double digits against anyone. 2-8 on the season, 1-5 in MAC play. It's called the Battle of the Wagon Wheel, and that is getting ready to kick off coming up at the top of the hour. So we've got a little bit of MACtion football. We've got the NBA Cup. We've got all of the big boys here today, or at least most of them, in action in college basketball. We'll dive into that. And of course, it wouldn't be a random Tuesday in November unless the New York Jets made headlines this afternoon. And the dysfunction on full display once again for the New York Jets, as we learned that Joe Douglas, their general manager, canned. Yes, that's right. As if we didn't see that coming. The New York Jets ownership there and Woody Johnson had decided that, yes, instead of waiting for the end of the season, like most normal teams do, to go ahead and get rid of the old and try to bring in the new. No. They waited, of course, until a Tuesday afternoon to do it. And I don't think anybody thought, as you can see that wonderful record of Joe Douglas there under his tenure over the last 6 years, 30 wins, 64 losses. Not a good record in anybody's book. And of course, we've got a 3-8 start to the season, having lost, what, 7 of their last 8 games. Listen, he's done some good things here for the New York Jets via the draft. He did hit, of course, on some nice draft picks there. But Mekhi Becton, Denzel Mims will not be part of that group. But Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson, Jermaine Johnson, Breece Hall, all of those in the 2022 draft did very, very well. But let's not forget, he was part of the whole Zach Wilson draft. And it was him that orchestrated the trade for an Aaron Rodgers. And we all know that has not worked out well. So ultimately, his tenure with the New York Jets is over at this point. But my goodness, the New York Jets continue to just absolutely show their true colors as an organization. You fire your head coach, you put in somebody way over their head to take over, and it goes absolutely south. Now you fire the general manager in season. And the best part is the Jets can't even, they have to wait until the regular season ends before they can even begin interviewing any candidates that may be currently on other teams or part of other organizations. So apparently, why put off tomorrow with what you can do today? And the Jets just decided it is time to go. And what this organization will look like in the future is anybody's guess. I can also say the same thing about the Dallas Cowboys. What will this organization look like in the future is also anybody's guess. Although, when you have an owner like Jerry Jones and a general manager like, oh yeah, Jerry Jones, anything is possible. And the good news is it's probably not going to get any better. Once again, another drubbing last night by the Houston Texans over the Dallas Cowboys, who I can't remember the last time the Dallas Cowboys went winless through November at home, when you think about it here. And not only are they losing at home, they're getting blown out at home. I don't think they've played one competitive game in Jerry World yet this year. And we can make all excuses you want for what the injuries, of course, were not great, certainly on the defensive side of the ball. But anybody that had been following the Cowboys in the offseason, you know the moves were head-scratching. Or actually, should I say, the lack of moves in free agency were head-scratching. They never addressed the running back position. They were aging out on the offensive line, didn't do anything to improve any of those spots there. They waited last minute to give CeeDee Lamb his contract extension. Nobody is convinced once again that Dak Prescott is the future of this organization. You've got a lame duck coach that you haven't extended. Everything about what the Cowboys have done leading up to this point screams total dysfunction, much like the New York Jets. And is it odd that they both seem to have exactly the same record through this point in the season? I would say no. The only difference is the chance of Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, firing Jerry Jones, the general manager of the Cowboys, well, is pretty much slim to none. So hopefully things get better for the Jets. I have my doubts on whether or not things will get better with the Dallas Cowboys anytime soon. So the NFL always grabbing headlines, and we've got much more to get to. Full slate of NBA tonight. We'll dive into...
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Some of those games when we get back here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tuesday, too, as we welcome in our good friend Mark Zinno, getting ready for what is the second week of what? The NBA Cup tonight here, Zin, and some interesting matchups. And of course, the big story is going to be Cleveland and Boston. I'm not sure how much Boston really cares about not being eligible to win the NBA Cup, but I'm pretty sure after losing to your Hawks a week ago, They lose this one, they're pretty much done, right? So I don't know that NBA Cup motivation comes into play for the Celtics tonight. Do you?
No, I don't think it does, but motivation to be the first team to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2024-2025 probably plays a little bit more into it. And plus the mental edge of, for as good as Cleveland's been, Boston reminding those guys, hey, guess what, fellas? We're still the bad boys on the block. We still have the Larry O'Brien Trophy. If you want to win one, you better get ready to come through us. So this number opened up at 5, 5.5. It's already up to 6.5. A lot of money coming in on Boston tonight. I think it's the right side. I mean, Joe, Cleveland, for their 15-0 start, you want to know how many playoff teams they played last year? Not play-in teams, playoff teams. So far, out of their 15 games, just 3. You want to know how many of those teams won a playoff series last year? Just 1, and it was the New York Knicks. Look, I know they beat the Golden State Warriors, who are much better, but they haven't exactly played a murderer's row schedule here of teams when you look about it. When you talk about, you know, the Raptors, the Pistons, the Wizards, the Magic, the Pelicans, the Nets, the Bulls, the Sixers, like, they haven't exactly gone through the tough of the tough of the NBA here. And I'm not saying Cleveland is bad or anything like that, but in reality, this is the first real legitimate test they've had this season, especially on the road here. Give me Boston on all the other points.
I'll tell you what, though. Long term, I love what the Cavs done. They have figured it out, much like Boston, who has invested in a core group of players that are going to be there for a while. And yes, they're going to get hammered with taxes and second apron and all that. But when you look at what they did over the offseason, Zinn, I mean, they signed Mobley to an extension, Donovan Mitchell, Isaac Okoro, Jared Allen. They signed all those guys and locked them up for the long term, plus Darius Garland and Max Strus are there for the next 3 years. I don't understand why people don't understand. You can't throw a team together in free agency and think that's going to work out. You have to have some stability. And I think they're finally figured that out. And to me, the Cavs are kind of a must kind of bet moving forward, because look at the way they're playing this early in the season. What are they going to be in a year from now or 2 years from now when they're all still playing together?
Well, again, yeah, I mean, the good part for Cleveland is they're a top five, you know, team in defensive efficiency and offensive efficiency. They were always good defensively. They've been that way for the last couple of years, but now they finally have an offense really is starting to kick in and starting to make teams, you know, have to worry about both ends of the floor. So, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's been a great run for them. I mean, they're not going to win all 82 games, so we know they're going to lose at some point. Tonight feels like the first night.
What are we doing with the Nuggets here, who I believe, once again, Jokic out, the Joker gone, I believe had the birth of his child, so he's out for personal days. We saw what this looked like without him last game last week, and it didn't work out well. They kind of got bullied around here. Any reason to think Memphis won't do exactly the same thing tonight in round two?
Yeah. I mean, look, the Nuggets shot an uncharacteristically bad 41% from the field and 32% from three. Those numbers on the season for Denver, and granted, Jokic just played a better part of it, but they're up near 47% from the field and 38% from three. So if they have some sort of regression to the mean here, they should be a lot closer in this one. I'm just, you know, I get Jokic is out and the number is even up bigger. It was at 4.5 this morning. We're talking about 5.5, 6 now in this game. It's weird how the NBA works sometimes. It's nights like these where, you know, it looks like Memphis is an easy layup. And once you start to get to that 6 number, it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, Denver may shoot, if they shoot better, this game's going to be a lot more competitive. They were down by 20 in the third and just kind of mailed it in, you know, in the game 2 days ago. I think they put up a better fight here. I'm not saying the Nuggets might win this game, but I think they shoot better. I think this game is a lot tighter than people give it credit for.
You know, it's funny. The rest of the game's on the slate, Zim, when you look at them. Pelicans, Mavs. Mavs are a 13-point favorite. The Spurs won't have Wembanyama. Thunder, a double-digit, you know, road favorite. And then you got the Lakers laying 11 against the local Jazz there. And can I tell you, I don't know that I'd pick any of the dogs in any of those matchups here, Zim. You do?
No, I mean, I would look at the over in the Lakers-Utah matchup just because, again, or the Lakers team total over because the Jazz defense is so bad that they may be able to put up a decent amount of points. I mean, it's always the way to kind of part and parcel the NBA when you get big numbers. I'm not interested in laying 10.5 with the Lakers, but, you know, if you're asking them to score, 115 here, okay. You know, they may get to 120 even against Utah, who regularly gives up 120 to their opponents. So, I mean, if you look at what they've done in the last couple of games, they gave up 116, 121, 113, 120. All their losses have been high scoring. They've been getting beat pretty soundly. So if the Lakers are going to win this one, they're going to score.
Yeah, they're going to score and score a lot, I think, in this one here. They should be able to get that one rather easy. I can't trust the Spurs without Wembanyama. And I believe Doncic is a go tonight, which is why this number has climbed. And the Pelicans just feel like they're an instant fade across the board no matter what until they can get some people healthy here. But the total seems a little high, too, at 221 and a half, 222 there. I don't see the Pelicans reaching 100 points here, Zinn. I don't know how we're getting up and over that total.
Yeah, again, Dallas, you know, middle of the road when it comes to defensive efficiency, but you're also looking at a team, you know, in New Orleans, it's bottom five in true shooting percentage and effective field goal percentage. You know, they're just not a very good shooting team at this point in time. So if the Dallas defense does what it's supposed to do, this could be a game that stays under.
Are we just, by the way, over in the Celtics, Cavs? Are we? It doesn't feel like they're going to sacrifice bodies for this game. It feels like one team's they're going to try to outshoot one another, is what it feels like.
I would think so. But, you know, again, Boston, again, another good defensive team. If you're going to take an under, you take it in the first half, right?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
It ain't going over late. I mean, you know, I would expect the better end of the defense game to be in the first half here. Maybe some of the scoring picks up in the second.
All right. Well, coming up here, we've got the college football rankings coming out here. I can't wait to see how many SEC teams this committee eventually gets in here, as there is only a handful of teams that can really spoil the party. We'll talk a little bit about those college football games coming up here as Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Mark Zeno as we've got a big night ahead. We do have a couple of action games here tonight that will kick off the college football week. But we also have, of course, those always exciting college football rankings and the committee getting together here, Zin. And listen, I think it's going to be fascinating now. I think the SEC is a complete mess because you're going to have nothing but two lost teams. And the committee ultimately is going to have to choose between, I don't know, let's say a fifth SEC team in the top 12 or maybe a one-loss Big Ten team. And when I say one loss is if Indiana doesn't keep it close, if they get blown out by Ohio State this week, the committee, you know what, the committee's going to look at them and be like, well, they played one good team and they got destroyed in Ohio State. What's the difference if they're 11-1? I'd rather have a two-loss SEC team in there. And then we're talking about 4 and 5 SEC teams out of the top 12 in the country. And here we go again, Zin. What did we accomplish by doing this 12-team thing?
Well, not nothing, which is why we should have never done it. But again, I've been steadfast against college football playoff expansion, and it's going to happen again in 2 more years when they go to 14 teams and 16 teams. So kind of around we go. But the point simply is that, look, Indiana will have no quality wins. They'll be 0-1 against the top 25. Their strength of schedule will be around 100th in the country. It's just not enough to cut it for them to be a college football playoff team. I don't know that the committee will leave them out. A lot of that depends on what happens the last couple of weeks. You know, when it comes to teams in the SEC, somehow if Auburn upsets Alabama in the Iron Bowl and Alabama has 3 losses, they may be out. I don't think Georgia will lose another one, but it's certainly possible that they could the rest of the way out. You know, Tennessee loses another one. They may be on the way out if they play Vanderbilt, you know, the final week and Vanderbilt knocks them off. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that could happen here when it's all said and done. I mean, does somehow, you know, SMU end up in the ACC championship game and Miami doesn't with one loss, does Miami get the state, right? I mean, you know, that's kind of the world that we're in right now when we look at it. And don't forget about the Big 12 here, because if you are an SEC team right now or you're a bubble team, you really want BYU to run this thing here and win it. And that's it. You don't want Colorado to win this thing because they don't have the resume to get in either. But there is going to be a Big 12 champion in this thing, and we'll figure out what it is. I mean, is there a chance that Notre Dame, you know, whose schedule is equally as soft as Miami, I mean, as Indiana's for the record here. I mean, again, they have the one signature win over A&M, but Army, Navy don't count. Louisville's not going to be a top 25 team when it's all said and done, I don't think. You know, and then there's not really another win to speak of on their schedule, especially with the loss to Northern Illinois. So is that a team that really belongs in this conversation? There's a lot that'll happen. Look, we're going to figure out a lot more things over the next 2 weeks, right? There's going to be 2 undefeateds who are going to fall this week, likely in Indiana and in Army. So there's only going to be 1 undefeated team left, and that's going to be Oregon. So that makes things a little bit easier when it comes to the loss column here. But again, I would expect some more teams to lose that we didn't think we're going to lose in the final 2 weeks.
Yeah, it really comes down to me. I mean, there's no way Penn State doesn't get in, right? I mean, they're playing absolutely nobody down the stretch. They'd be a one-loss team. Indiana would be a one-loss team. Outside of that, and you're going to have the champion, let's just figure it's, I mean, it's going to be Oregon, right? There's no way Oregon doesn't pull it off in the Big Ten here, or do you think that was too close to call for Wisconsin and maybe a letdown coming up here?
I mean, theoretically, Washington could be good enough to knock them off defensively if Oregon isn't as sharp as we expect them to be. They've been a little bit flat the last 2 weeks. That much we can understand. It was a bad performance offensively against Maryland, at least early. And then Wisconsin gave them a little bit of a scare here. So Washington did the same? Yeah. But when you have a zero in the loss column, it doesn't matter if you have 4 or 5 close wins. The zero in the loss column is going to outweigh that for everybody.
Yeah, it just feels like it's the – I mean, you got – Ole Miss, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas A&M. I mean, we've got six SEC teams, and I believe Texas and Texas A&M are getting ready at some point to buy in 2 weeks. I think they play one another, so that we'll figure it out. But outside of that, I mean, that's six SEC teams with two losses here. Something's got to give here. No,
I think that they would say goodbye to a three-loss SEC team over a one-loss Indiana team. Not that I think that's right. I think that's what they would do, though. They don't want to let a three-loss team in on the first year. I would probably say they'd shy away from it.
Best or most deserving, Zen? That's the big question.
Give me the best teams, not most deserving.
All right, amen to that. All right, Zen, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy tonight. GTD's back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri joined by our good friend Adam Kaufman here, getting ready for a NBA Cup night here at the top of the hour. The first game up will be the game of the night, maybe the game of the season so far, as the Boston Celtics getting ready to take on the undefeated Cleveland Cavaliers. And Adam, it's in your neck of the woods there at the Garden. Boston, listen, I was saying this to Zeno early. I'm not sure Boston gives a rip whether or not the NBA Cup comes to fruition or if they're competitive in it. I think they'd probably be more interested in knocking down Cleveland in the undefeated streak. But the reality is they lose this game because of their loss to Atlanta. They're out of the group. It's over in the NBA Cup. So this is as big a game as it could be for, what, the first month of the season?
Sure. Joe, I mean, look, it's about championships here. They're still basking in the afterglow of Banner 18. Everyone's got their rings. They hoisted a banner to the rafters at the Garden. They have more NBA championships, real championships, not in-season tournament banners, real championships than any other team in the entire NBA. I can promise you, the players, fans, me, nobody gives a crap about the Emirates NBA Cup, not even a little bit. Honestly, it was a joke, and it probably wasn't even, you know, as much as I would like to, as a, you know, the Bostonian as I am, as much as I'd like to mock the Lakers, probably wasn't even their fault that they raised that dumb banner last year and had to make a big deal out of winning the in-season tournament. It was probably, it's probably in the fine print. It's probably mandated by the NBA. You win the in-season championship, you got to put something up in the balcony for it. It's dumb. I don't care. Now, look, I will credit the league and Adam Silver for this. It has added a new layer, a new dimension of competitive games in season. It's what the whole point was. But this game transcends this NBA Cup qualifying round, group play, any of this stuff. This is a big game. This is going to have the intensity, to me at least, it should, of a playoff game, Joe, because you have the defending NBA champs against the team that, at least so far this year, is their biggest threat to represent the Eastern Conference and get back to that stage and chase yet another banner. Cavaliers are 15-0. It means something to Boston to get up for this game, to hand the Cavs their first loss, to remind everyone who we are and who you are trying to catch up. It means something to the Cavs, obviously, to want to go in and announce their presence to the Celtics and knock them off on their floor and improve to 16-0. Donovan Mitchell even sitting out the 14th game of this streak just so he was extra rested and ready to go for tonight, taking competition lightly on the way to the real game. So yeah, this one has the playoff feel. It is important. It is going to be fun. And give me Boston. And I say that, honestly, I think anyway, without the bias that I could occasionally come along with, I just think this is an opportunity for the Celtics to, again, rise to the level, not dink around with some of their competition they have been doing with of late, and some of these games that have come down to the wire because they played with their food and not taken them seriously enough. I think Tatum goes crazy tonight. I think Brown is awesome. I think the role players do what they have to do. I think Mitchell will be excellent on the other side as well. But ultimately, star versus star, team versus team, the Cavs are missing a bunch of role players, guys that have been ruled out in terms of their depth. Celtics mostly healthy, other than obviously no Porzingis. You can get them at -4.5, 5, even 5.5. Now it's climbed a little bit. You want to throw them on a money line parlay, something like that. I support that. I think the Celtics get the job done.
Celtics at all. Ironically enough, the last time the Cavs lost was, in fact, game 5 against the Celtics in the second round of the playoffs last year. So a little revenge in this mix with the narrative too. And the Cavs did a great job of signing everybody back that was on that team a year ago. So this should be a fun game, and certainly the game of the night, because the rest of this card, I don't know what we're going to, I mean, it's double digit favorites across the board here. No Joker for Denver. We've already saw what this looked like without him last game against Memphis, and they kind of bullied them and pushed them around. I don't know. Does it get any better? I mean, look at that number. Memphis laying 6 at home. They are getting a little healthier here, but man, no depth and no Joker for Denver. Are they even bettable?
I couldn't do it. I'm not saying I necessarily want to lay the 6 with the Grizzlies, but I'd be hard-pressed to take the 6 with the Nuggets. Like you said, no Jokic makes a world of difference. He's still the best player in the NBA, bar none, as far as I am concerned. But you take him out, Jamal Murray has been a shell of himself this year. Obviously, there's no Aaron Gordon. He has been hurt. And so then it's, you know, you have Porter. The way that I attack this game is I took some unders, honestly, on player props. Like, I bet the under on Jamal Murray's points. I bet the under on Michael Porter Jr.'s points. I bet the under on Christian Brown's points. I'm not necessarily expecting them all to hit, but if 2 out of 3 do, obviously you're ahead. You're just getting, with no Joker, you're getting inflated totals and numbers that don't really fit the guys they are associated with right now. I wouldn't be at all surprised if the Grizzlies, you know, do take this thing in relatively commanding fashion, even though I don't personally want to bet it. But in line, again, with some of those player unders, maybe it makes sense to take the under for the Nuggets team total. Do it that way as well. That'd be another way to attack this game.
Feels like it feels like a big number. It's 11, but there's no, it feels like the Lakers at home with absolutely no answer for Anthony Davis. I mean, what is Utah going to do here? It feels like the Lakers will have no problem running all over this Utah team. Ironically enough, the total's going up, but the Lakers line pretty much stagnant at 11 all day, not getting a ton of money, but it would have to be Lakers a pass, no?
It would, although it's funny. Like, I on a daily basis, I'm having this internal battle of, you know, are the Lakers good again? Is JJ Redick actually a good coach? Is this where we're at this point? Because I mean, you got to credit Redick for what they're doing, right? Like, Davis is playing great. Yep. He's been great all season long. LeBron again turning. I don't know if he's just showing out because his kid's on the sidelines now, you know, and in uniform, not just watching from the stands, but you know, whatever, 3-4 straight triple doubles. LeBron's playing out of his mind. He's not playing like a 40-year-old. So it's just crazy what the Lakers are doing. But I think in the case of the game tonight, Utah's just not good. This Jazz team is bad on the other side. So, yeah, I would lay the number with L.A.
Yeah, I think it's the only way to go. Looks like Doncic is ruled in after missing the last couple of games. So he's in against the Pelicans. I mean, 13, it's been bet up to 13 now. I don't think the Pelicans get to 100 points. If that's the case, all I want is the under in this game. Because why in the world? I mean, Dallas is not going to push the envelope here, and I think the Pelicans are going to slow it down to a crawl. I don't know how we get over 221.5 points in this one.
No, I think you're right. You know, some of these games have some interesting totals. Like, we were on my show last night, we were looking at the under in this Hornets Nets game, which at the time was approaching 223. It's 221 and a half now, so has been bet down a little bit. We talked about the Nuggets and Grizzlies, may want to consider the under there. And the game that you're talking about, this Pelicans Mavericks game, yeah, I'm not entirely sure how it gets there, short of Luka going off, and I'm not sure he's going to be out there enough to go off. You may not even see him in the fourth quarter, depending on how lopsided this game gets. Just another one to throw out, because I know we're going to be wrapping here in a moment, but no Wemby for the Spurs. I mean, how do you not take the Thunder? And I know this line has been, you know, climbing over the course of the day. It was 6 at one point, it's 10, but I'd still lay it with OKC.
I'm kind of with you. I don't know why it's 9.5, just under double digits. The only way to look, and Vassal's not a guarantee either. So we'll have more with Adam Coffin when Game Time Decision.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri joined by our good friend Joe Madden, as we get ready for a loaded slate on the ice here tonight. Some great games, Joe, getting ready for the puck drop at the top of the hour. Of course, we've got Edmonton and Ottawa, but also Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh. An interesting one here. What are we thinking, though, with this in Pittsburgh, by the way, top of the hour? What do we think we're going to get from the Penguins? Are they going to win this game at home?
You know what? I really think they should. Now, I had a little bit of a panic when I found out Tristan Jarry was confirmed. But when you actually dig down and look at Tristan Jarry in his career versus the Lightning, he's got great numbers. He's got a 926 save percentage, a 2.45 goals against average. And I do think he can do enough in this game. Now, his numbers on the season are not great, though. We know it's been a struggle so far this season, 1-2 with a goals against average of 5.37. So he's absolutely going to have to bring it. We have the Tampa Bay Lightning rolling in here so strong. They won their last two games. They got that shutout win versus the New Jersey Devils. So offensively, this team is clicking. The power play's clicking at 19.6%. The Penguins will have to bring it all because Sidney Crosby and Malkin really have been the force offensively of this team and the rest of them just not stepping up. We're going to need everyone to step up tonight, but we're getting great plus money with the Pittsburgh Penguins at home in this one, Joe. I'm going to hit on them tonight.
Ooh, going. All right, well then, talk to me about this Edmonton and Ottawa game, puck dropping at the top of the hour. Second of a back-to-back for Edmonton. And what are we expecting here tonight for them?
You know what? We look at the Edmonton Oilers here, and they got shut out last night by the Montreal Canadiens. Now, the Canadiens always do play them tight. We saw a Pickard come in for them in net, not Stuart Skinner. So Stuart Skinner is saved here for tonight. But we look at this Ottawa Senators team, Allmark expected in goal. He's got pretty decent numbers versus Edmonton Oilers in his career. And we know one thing about the Sens. They've really been stepping up offensively. They've been finding the back of the net. I'm expecting them to hit the Edmonton Oilers and Stuart Skinner nice and hard in this game. They have the rest advantage in this one. And while we've seen Edmonton play the Sens hard, I do think the Senators, another home dog here. They once were. They have moved into that favorite position. I'm looking at them to be able to get the win. 5-2-1 at home this season. And yes, the Edmonton Oilers have been tough on the road, but I do think this team loses two in a row, getting the loss here again tonight on the second leg of a back-to-back. So give me the Ottawa Senators on the money line. I also like them in the first period. I think they can come out strong in that first period. You know, Connor McDavid's going to be upset off of that loss last night, and he has been so strong as of late. So if you really want to bet something for Edmonton, I look at Connor McDavid's points, but the books have it so low that juice that you have to lay on it, which leads me to believe they're just begging you to take Connor McDavid props tonight. I'm going to look at Brady Tkachuk here for the Ottawa Senators and Josh Norris. I think both of them can find the back of the net. Josh Norris for the anytime goal coming in at plus 200 and Brady Tkachuk at plus 165, Joe.
I love it. I also love the game the other night between Winnipeg and my Florida Panthers. You know I enjoyed watching that, but I guess we go round two here tonight after a 5-0 shutout win. What do we get here tonight, Joe? What do you think we're going to see?
Round two is going to be elite out there between these two goaltenders, yep. Joe. I know the Florida Panthers were able to get Bobrovsky that shutout, put up 5 goals on Connor Hellebuck, and I do think this is a complete battle out there. I think Connor Hellebuck has that bounce-back game. I'm looking at the goalie props on both sides because I think this is going to be a lower-scoring game between these two, a game that has every opportunity of going to overtime. So I will take this one to overtime. I'm going to take Bobrovsky over the 26.5 save shots on goal, as well as Connor Hellebuck over the 27.5 save shots on goal. Both of these teams in the last game did put up a lot of shots, and we will see these offenses really bringing it tonight, looking to get the win. The one thing about the Florida Panthers, Joe, you got to be so impressed with this team. Barkov was able to get a shorty in that last game versus the Winnipeg Jets. 5 shorties already on the season. They only had 8 all of last season. So this team is so strong, even when they're trying to kill penalties out there, able to score. So I love what we're seeing out of the Florida Panthers. I don't want to step in front of them, but I don't want to step in front of the Winnipeg Jets either. Give me both of the goalies. Give me the under. And then if you're really looking for goal scorers, I'd look at Kyle Connor here for the Winnipeg Jets. That top six is just in a bit of a slump right now. I think we will see Kyle Connor find the back of the net and Matthew Tkachuk as well. You look at the Winnipeg Jets here, they are going to have last change being at home. Sam Reinhart and Barkov ate them up in that last game. They're going to be all over them, which leaves Matthew Tkachuk open out there on the ice to find the back of the net, Joe.
Yeah, it was a 27-shot save by Bobrovsky. I was shocked. It was only 27 shots. The defense of Florida certainly held up. That was their only loss at home for Winnipeg this year, but the Panthers quietly 6-2 on the road now. So they are taking that championship caliber hockey on the road with them, and it's a pleasure to see here. We also have another one coming up here tonight regarding the St. Louis Blues taking on Minnesota. They're a dog here. I mean, the Blues are at home as a dog. Any value looking their way, or is it just Minnesota for you?
No, it's the St. Louis Blues again. I'm loving the dogs tonight. Joe, you look at Binnington in net for the St. Louis Blues. He's got such strong numbers versus the Minnesota Wild in his career. 2.72 goals against average, 907 save percentage. We've got the Wild. They're in kind of a slump themselves. They are off that loss to the Dallas Stars. And we look at this road trip they're on. First night tonight, they have the Oilers on deck on Thursday and the Flames on Saturday. This might be a little bit of a look pass spot. Even though this is a battle of the Central out there, I just think the St. Louis Blues with Binnington and the defense that this team brings to the table can get the win tonight, Joe.
I think they get back Robert Thomas tonight too, the Blues, who had, 86 points last year. So why not? They can use all the help they can get against Minnesota. I'm with you. I like them at that price. All right, don't go anywhere, Joe. We got a few more games we want to break down on the ice with you as Game Time Decisions will continue here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network as we look to round out this hour. Joe Ranieri alongside Joe Maddon. To the ice we go as finishing up a couple games here tonight, Joe, on a loaded slate here in the National Hockey League. Let's talk about a game that somebody has got to win, I guess, right? Between Anaheim and the Chicago Blackhawks. Two teams that struggle, I don't know if the right word, but, well, they're just horrific, the both of them. But somebody's got to win it. So how are we approaching Anaheim and Chicago tonight?
Well, you said it, Joe. Someone has to win. And if you're looking at which team I think it is, it has to be the plus money here with the Anaheim Ducks. The Ducks are on a second night of a back-to-back, but this team came out so strong last night and they were able to get the win versus the Dallas Stars. 4-2 win out there. We're getting them at plus 152 right now on the money line. And I do think it's a smart way to go. John Gibson has looked pretty decent on the season. While he doesn't have great numbers versus the Chicago Blackhawks, this is a Chicago Blackhawks that in their last five regulation games, they've scored one or less goals. Like, they are not lighting the lamp on any given night. So John Gibson between the pipes, I do think, has a nice solid game tonight. Peter Mrazek will be on the other side. It's the plus money for me for the Ducks to keep rolling. I think it's a lower scoring game, though, the under 6.5, because the Ducks are scoring with Troy Terry, but there's not a lot of weapons on this team. So could they win in another 4-2 game? Probably 4-1 game, more than likely. Connor Bedard might get on the score sheet tonight. But he was so disappointing in Vancouver when he made his return back. So I don't know if he's going to show up tonight, Joe.
All right, well, then I got to ask you, of course, about your Calgary Flames. I think last time we saw them, nice win against Nashville. The Islanders lost a tough one there against Seattle, but Calgary at home, always a good place to look to back them. Should we be backing them here at this price tonight?
Yeah, absolutely, because it looks like Dustin Wolf will be in net for the Calgary Flames tonight. He's been standing on his head night in, night out, and I do think Ryan Huska, what he said to the media this week on, hey, this kid, you know, let's not start over pumping his tires, basically looking at him for any of the awards. it's only November. He needs to play stronger for the rest of the season. I think that's going to ignite the fire in Wolf because Wolf has looked so strong out there on the ice. I'm looking for Calgary to get the win straight up on the money line. The New York Islanders here, this is another team that really hasn't been lighting the lamp a lot. It is scary, though, because with Patrick Waugh coming into Calgary, we know he's one of those coaches that will pull his goaltender Varlamov at any given point if this team is down. So I'm not touching that total. I could see this one getting into that high shootout battle out there, but I have more faith in Calgary finishing it off, Joe.
Liking Calgary at a pretty decent price. It seems like the Rangers price is a little short too, as they take on Vancouver here tonight. Injury concerns, obviously, with Vancouver. No JT Miller, apparently. Also, Brock Boeser also out. That seems like a light number for me with this Rangers team on the road taking on Vancouver.
Yeah, it's a completely light number, especially with Igor Shesterkin in goal tonight for the New York Rangers. I'm all over the Rangers in this one, though, Joe. You said it. JT Miller, I expected him earlier this morning to be in this lineup. With JT Miller in the lineup, I love this one to go to overtime. We're really going to need playmakers like Quinn Hughes to step up for the Vancouver Canucks tonight against this New York Rangers team to push this one to overtime. I still think there's a possibility because the Rangers in some of these games have had their lapses. I'm looking for both of these teams to really push because we look here at the Vancouver Canucks. They are coming off that loss to the Predators. In the game before, they beat the Chicago Blackhawks with Connor Bedard making his return. That was one where Rick Tocchet was saying to the press, I'm sorry for these losses at home because Vancouver's been struggling at home. So I think both of these teams, they need this win tonight. The Rangers coming off winning their last two, they've been so strong defensively. So this is going to be a back and forth battle. I think the Rangers can get it done. It is scary with the price we're getting with all of the injuries on Vancouver that it's still a pick'em, but I have to go with the Rangers. I'm looking at Adam Fox for his point tonight. It's coming in at plus 100. And then for the anytime goal, plus 700. He's so strong from that blue line. You got to love an offensive defenseman here in this one, Joe.
I like it. I'm looking 3-7 at home. This Vancouver, not good. And the Rangers, meanwhile, 6-1 on the road here. They are certainly getting it done. I'm with you. I look for them to get it done again tonight. Joe, enjoy the games. Keep cashing those tickets. GTD back next here on The Grid.